Adventures in Odyssey.
Hello. Bonjour. Do you speak English? Excellent. Is this Jacques Melsnoir? Oh, good. You don't know me, but my name is Eugene Meltzner, and I'm looking for my father, who's been missing for more than 2 decades. His name is Leonard Meltzner. I found your name and number on the Internet, and I thought perhaps that your name was the French version of Meltzner, and that you might be related to him and therefore know his whereabouts. Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Eugene, who are you talking to?
Uh-huh. Hold on a second, Katrina. Interesting. Oh, indeed. I can think of very little that could be worse. It was nice talking to you, Mr. Meltznois, and please tell your mother that I hope she feels better soon, and she might want to try some aloe on that. Good day, sir.
Mr. Meltznois?
Nice man. Had a little trouble staying on topic, however.
You called someone who almost has your dad's name?
Yes, well, am I smelling like desperation to you?
Either that, or you need to take out the garbage.
Well, all my other leads have been dead ends. I can't find anyone who's even heard of Leonard Meltzner, much less heard from him.
You already know what I think you should do.
Yes, Katrina, I believe we've discussed this topic to within an inch of its proverbial life.
Tell Mr. Whittaker, please.
Katrina, I don't see the point in inviting my friends onto the same emotional roller coaster on which I've been traveling for the last few months.
I think he could help. He knows people. He has connections within the archaeological world, at the missions board. He could probably find someone who knew your father. It's a lot better lead than Mr. Meltzner.
And it is a less expensive phone call. Very well. I shall speak with Mr. Whittaker.
Good.
This is incredible, Eugene. After all these years...
I know. I'm still having trouble believing it myself. To the best of my knowledge, my father is out there somewhere. I've tried everything I could think of to find him, but my efforts have been utterly fruitless.
Well, now I can see why you've been so distracted lately. Hmm. You know, I could ask around.
Well, that's precisely why I'm telling you, Mr. Whittaker. You have access to more people than I do, and you have connections in places I don't.
It would be helpful to hear what you've come up with so far.
I have but a single piece of evidence. This.
What is it?
A fax received by Around the World Missions.
Ah, that's the missions organization you worked through, right? Mm-hmm. When you and Katrina were traveling the world?
Yes. This fax came to them requesting our assistance. We were asked to go to the very same African village to which my father traveled some 20 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It is in the same handwriting as a journal of his that I found in the Ashanti village. And look, the fax is signed L.M.
Leonard Meltzner?
Precisely.
Mm.
But this is the strange part, Mr. Whittaker. My father specifically requested me. It reads right there at the top. For Eugene Meltzner.
Yeah.
Now, he must have known that Katrina and I were doing missions work. How did he know that? No one in Odyssey even knew that.
Yeah, you're right.
And why would he specifically ask for me?
Well, maybe he knew that the villagers would accept you.
Perhaps.
Or maybe he wanted you to find the journal.
Again, perhaps.
May I borrow this fax? I'd like to study.
Believe me, I've studied every nook and nuance of that fax, but you're certainly welcome to examine it as much as you need.
I'll do everything I can, Eugene.
Thank you, Mr. Whittaker. Oh, I feel so relieved that I finally told you.
Huh.
I knew that you could help, but I didn't want to burden you with the situation.
Oh, it's not a burden at all. I'm glad you told me.
Well, just having someone else to help carry the load is a great gift. Thank you, Mr. Whittaker.
My pleasure.
Oh, like 10 cc's of acetone. 34 degrees Celsius.
Eugene, what are you doing?
Oh, a little chemistry experiment.
Why?
Well, strictly as a distraction. Don't worry, I'll pull the car into the garage after I'm done.
Okay. So, what's the experiment?
Oh, it's just a simple chemical reaction I devised. It's supposed to clean laundry more efficiently.
Oh.
I haven't tried it since I was 6.
It's amazing that you remember a chemical formula you created when you were 6.
Oh, yes. I remember it vividly, although it was a day I'd like to forget.
Why?
Well, I couldn't find a container large enough to make it work, so I, mixed my chemicals in the bathtub.
Ah, this doesn't end well, does it?
Well, I must have miscalculated because the chemicals ate through the ceramic and burned a hole through to the basement ceiling.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, my father wasn't very happy about it, of course. He had to spend a lot of money to fix it. It was one of many experiments that went awry at that stage in my life. You know, my father was very frequently cleaning up after my failed attempts.
Well, personally, I'm glad you moved out to the garage now. I like our bathtub.
Well, I still don't understand it, though. It was the right formula. It shouldn't have created such an acidic compound. It certainly shouldn't have eaten through ceramic.
I have to admit, It's a nice change to see you working on something besides banging your head against the wall looking for your father.
Well, it's certainly a relief to hand over some of that burden to Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, yes. But I've been thinking about that, Eugene.
What?
What you've gone through to find your father. Doesn't it seem like it would be easier for him to find you?
Well, I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, you're not the one who's lost. You're not the one who's running all over the world.
But I have no idea if he has any resources to find me.
He's an intelligent man. If he wants to find you, he'll find you. Maybe he just doesn't think that you...
What did you just say?
I said he's an intelligent man.
No, before that. You said if he wants to find me. Well, why wouldn't he want to find me?
That's not what I meant. Of course he wants to find you. My point is that you may just have to be patient and wait for him.
Well, that's assuming he's going to show up at all.
Eugene, your experiment is boiling over.
Oh,
he's eating right through the table. Oh, God, quick! Do something!
Okay.
Yeah,
right behind you.
Oh, yes.
It's okay now. The water should dilute the concentration.
Your father must have been a patient man.
Indeed.
Hi, Stephen Curtis Chapman here. I love stories, and that's why I'm excited about The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe movie. But did you know you can hear the story before you see the movie? Focus on the Family Radio Theater has dramatized the entire Chronicles of Narnia series from C.S. Lewis. So whether in the car or at home, families can listen to these dramatic stories from the Chronicles of Narnia, produced by Focus on the Family. Complete details are available at innernarnia.com.
Come in. Yes, that's the fax. Come on in, Eugene. I've got Around the World Missions on the line. I'll put it on the speaker. Martin?
Yes?
I've got Eugene here. Could you repeat what you just told me?
Yeah. Hi, Eugene.
Greetings.
I was just telling Whit that I was the one who authorized sending you and Katrina to Africa.
Well, right, because my father requested it.
Actually, no.
Huh?
You see, the body of this fax was written by one person, but I was the one who wrote for Eugene Meltzner at the top.
What? But the handwriting is the same.
Well, not exactly, Eugene. I examined it more closely, and it's not quite the same.
Oh. So you're saying that my father didn't write my name on this?
No, he didn't.
And that he didn't ask for me?
No.
So how did the board know to send me?
Well, we didn't. I sent you because of the kind of job it was. I knew you had expertise in technology, and the village in Africa needed a communications transmitter. So I decided to send you.
But that doesn't make any sense. My father just happened to send out a request that happened to come to his own son? How could there be such a coincidence?
Well, I never said it was a coincidence, Eugene.
Yes, I know you don't believe in them, but this is too complicated to think about otherwise. Martin, did you know that L.M. was my father?
No.
Then who did you think it was?
We didn't know.
Then why would you pay any attention to an anonymous fax from someone who simply signed it L.M.?
We received word about this village from a number of different sources. This fax just piqued our interest enough to check it out. We saw a need and decided to act on it.
I see.
Sorry about this. Is there anything else I can do?
Yes, do you think you could mail me a copy of the original fax?
No problem.
Well, thanks for everything, and we'll call you back if we have any more questions.
All right, well, I'll be praying for you both.
Thanks.
Farewell. So my father hasn't been trying to communicate with me after all? In fact, he may not know anything about me?
Oh, he may not.
So in essence, I'm right back where I started, where I've been since I was 7.
Well, not exactly, Eugene. You know he's alive. You know, don't look for it.
But Where?
Well, let's try to think like he would. What would you do if you were in his shoes?
What would I do?
Uh-huh.
Well, I would come back to America, and I would... You know what I would do, Mr. Whittaker?
What?
I would try to find my son.
Oh, Eugene.
I realize he's been in the jungles of Africa for over 20 years, but you'd think in the last few months someone might have introduced him to the Internet.
Well, he may not have access.
The Internet is available in virtually every country in the world now.
Not everyone uses the Internet.
It's a very useful tool for finding things, places, people,
Eugene.
Missing sons. I'm on the Internet, Mr. Whittaker, in a number of different places. My name, my address, even my phone number are within 3 or 4 clicks. It's a very straightforward process.
I know.
Why hasn't he come for me? My own father doesn't want to see me.
You don't know that.
As far as I can remember, I wasn't that terrible of a child. I mean, yes, I destroyed the occasional bathtub and the tiles in the kitchen and his hair. But did I really do something that would cause him to not even acknowledge me as his own son?
Eugene, you're overreacting.
But I'm his son, Mr. Whittaker. Would you not travel to the ends of the earth if your son were missing?
Yes, but...
Exactly. You would try every means necessary to reunite with your son, even at the risk of your own life. He doesn't want to find me. Excuse me. I have to be somewhere else.
Eugene... Oh...
But, Eugene...
Please, can I explain later, Katrina? I'll be back before dark.
I don't understand. Where are you going?
Arlington Heights.
Why?
Well, that's where the Burnetts live.
Your old foster parents?
Indeed.
Why?
Oh, I'm not sure. I suddenly have lots of questions about my childhood, and perhaps they can shed some light.
Do you want me to come with you?
I think this is something I need to do on my own, Katrina. I'll call you from the road.
Eugene, do they even know you're coming?
Oh, yes, I called.
When's the last time they saw you?
Well, I actually haven't seen them since I've been back in Odyssey, but we've kept in touch. It won't be at all inappropriate for me to stop by and just say hello.
So that's what you're going to say? Hello?
Perhaps I'll think of more on the trip there.
Oh, I hope you do. And I hope you find whatever answers you're looking for.
As do I. Farewell.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Burnett.
Oh, it's been so long. I can't believe you decided to come by.
Hello there, Eugene.
Greetings, Mr. Burnett. It's nice to see you again.
Same here. You need to come around more often.
Well, perhaps I will.
I say, what are you driving? Is that a Pontiac?
Yes, sir.
Now, you see there, Maddie, I told you we didn't have to hide the car.
Hide the car?
Oh, when you were younger, you had a problem with us driving a car. You thought exhaust fumes were harmful to the environment.
So she made me park the car down the street before you came.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
Well, now, I know that now.
Oh, come on in, Eugene.
Something smells delicious.
I made your favorite.
Well, what would that be?
Your favorite, when you were 10, organic barley vegetable soup with a side of celery sticks.
I loved it when you ordered that at the Burger Barn.
I can't believe you remembered.
It's almost ready. We'll eat in a few minutes, and you'll be happy to know that I set the thermostat for 68 degrees.
And why, may I ask?
Well, I want you to be comfortable. 68 was your favorite temperature when you were 10.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. But, you know, you didn't really have to do that. I actually prefer just a tad warmer these days. And...
Oh, dear. Frank, go fix the thermostat. The boy's freezing in
here. No. That's not necessary. Thank you, Mrs. Burnett. Thank you.
All right. Well, you two sit and talk while I get the food on the table.
Oh, certainly.
So, need anything? Wall Street Journal? Abacus?
No, thank you.
All right. So, you're married now?
Oh, that's right. It's Katrina. If you remember correctly, I was dating her for quite some time.
Yeah, sorry we couldn't make it. That was the day I had the procedure mm-hmm. done.
Well, your ears look very similar now.
Oh, thanks. So this girl, mm-hmm. She's...
Katrina.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she... mm-hmm. She's normal?
Pardon me?
I mean, is she, you know, like you?
In what ways are you referring?
No, never mind. Hey, you still good with computers and circuitry and all that kind of stuff, right?
Well, yes, you could say that.
Would you look at my DVD player? You know, whenever I press pause, it jumps back to the main menu. Then I have to start it all over again.
Well, I don't really consider myself a repairman per se, but...
It may be the remote that's busted.
Frank, don't you make him look at your DVD.
He's an expert. I might as well.
Actually, I don't have access to any tools or parts at the moment.
So...
Didn't bring them.
You can't fix it.
Frank, you stop bothering him.
I thought he could fix it.
Eugene is not cheap labor.
Oh, come on. We got to get something out of this relationship. We had to eat barley and watch our grammar for 10 years.
Frank.
Huh? I'm just kidding. You know I'm kidding, right, Eugene?
Oh, yes. Oh, of course.
I kid because I love.
Well, you must adore me then.
Found anything about your father since you've been back?
Nothing. It's been rather frustrating.
Oh, I can imagine.
You know, it seems like you could find a clue somewhere.
Not yet. Which leads me to part of my purpose for coming here. I thought perhaps you could help.
Well, we never knew your father.
Well, I know that. And perhaps this is simply a trip made out of desperation, but I was wondering if you remember anything about when I first came to you. Did the state give you any information about him?
Yeah, whatever papers we got would be up in the attic.
Hmm?
Oh, that's right. We have a few of your boxes up there, along with your trophies and things.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I think I might have thrown those trophies away.
Thrown them away?
Well, I had to make room for my barbells.
Oh, I'm sure there must be something left. Well, let's go upstairs.
Oh, you saved quite a bit. Oh, my trophies.
Oh, good. I didn't throw them out.
Do you remember that competition you entered every year?
Mm-hmm. The academic heptathlon.
Well, these are all from that.
Oh, yes. Hmm. Oh, wait. There's a year missing. I thought I won every year.
You would have.
Well, what do you mean?
You didn't enter that year.
Well, why not?
We didn't let you go.
Huh?
We had a rule in our house. If you didn't finish your chores, you didn't get to do anything on the weekend.
Oh, yes. I do remember that. You grounded me from the competition.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we shouldn't have done that.
Well, except we thought it was more important for you to learn responsibility than to win another trophy.
Yes, you were right. Thank you. Well, and what's this? Oh, I remember this.
Oh, yes. Well, it came with the box. I don't know what it is. Do you?
Oh, I do.
What is it, then?
Oh, it's part of a soap dish.
Why would there be a soap dish in here?
This was in our bathtub when I was a child. The bathtub I destroyed.
You destroyed a bathtub?
Well, as a child, my father put this soap dish up in his office. I forgot all about it.
There's something written on the bottom. Created... by Eugene, son of Lenny...
Yes, my mother used to call him Lenny.
...as a necessary casualty to the pursuit of knowledge.
What does that mean?
Well, it means my father wasn't mad at me for the bathtub. In fact, it means he considered it a valuable learning experience for me.
Would you like to take this box home?
Oh, very much, yes.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, it'll make room for the treadmill up here.
Oh, thank you. Oh, look at the time. I told Katrina I'd be home before nightfall. Oh, thank you both so much for everything. For dinner, for showing me the attic, and for putting up with me.
Oh, I'm so glad you came by. I'm sorry we couldn't help you find your father.
Yeah, I guess this was kind of a wasted trip for you.
Oh, no, it wasn't wasted at all. No, I didn't find out anything about my father, but I did find out some wonderful things about the two of you. You were a really good influence on me.
Oh, well, that's awful sweet.
I know how difficult I must have been as a child. I want to thank you both for your patience.
Oh, we didn't need that much patience with you.
No, we needed a dictionary, but not patience. Oh, you were a good kid, Eugene, and I loved you like my own son. I really did.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Burnett. Thank you, Mrs. Burnett.
Oh.
You know, I'm really glad I came over today.
Ah, we are too.
Eugene.
Have you closed up yet, Mr. Whittaker?
Oh, I was just getting ready to. Come on in.
Huh.
Katrina told me you went to see your foster parents. How did that go?
Well, it was surprising, actually. I never realized I was such a problem child.
I doubt that. Did you go there looking for clues about your father?
Partially, but I didn't find any.
Eugene, listen to me. You know you're not alone in this search. I'll do whatever I can to help. If you want me to, I'll travel the world looking for him. If you want me to, I'll just stay out of it. Mind my own business. But I'm here.
I know, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, you know, I'm not really that tired. Did you want to work with me a little bit on our project?
Oh, the holograph device?
Yeah.
Oh, indeed.
Come on. I'm having trouble with the image on the screen, Eugene. It should be sharp and clear, but it looks very fuzzy to me.
I learned something interesting about the providence of God today.
Oh? What?
Well, it seems he always placed me with people who sincerely loved me. And in terms of father figures, God gave me exactly who I needed at exactly the time I needed it.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, when I was young, he gave me my father, who taught me about creativity and about how to use my intellect.
Uh-huh.
Then when I was a little bit older, he gave me the Burnetts, who kept me humble and taught me about responsibility.
Mm.
And when it came time for me to become a man, he gave me you. For these very important years in my life, you've been my father, Mr. Whittaker. And realizing that, you know, I don't feel so abandoned anymore.
You'll never be alone, Eugene.
I know.
There, you see how fuzzy it is?
Oh, indeed. What resolution are you using?
1280 by 960.
Well, it could be a refresh rate. Do you have it set to 75 hertz?
Well, actually, I've been using 96 hertz. Do you think that's perfect?
You're new here. What's your name?
My name isn't important.
Where are you from?
Africa, mainly. I spent 20 years there.
Oh, yeah? Doing what?
I was being held hostage at an archaeological dig.
Oh, I understand. You don't have to tell me. Do you have a family?
My wife died there.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Any kids?
No. No children.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you.
I look forward to getting to know you.
Indeed.
Philippians 4:19, the Apostle Paul says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." When we hear that verse, a lot of times we think about how God puts food on our tables and makes sure we have clothing and shelter. We think about how God cares about our physical needs. But God also cares about what we need emotionally and spiritually. Just like Eugene said in today's program, God gives us what we need exactly when we need it. How wonderful it is to have a God that cares for us like this. So what do you think is going to happen with Eugene's father? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Just write us here in Odyssey. Our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B 4G3. And when you do, Don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called Dead Ends. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Dead Ends was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Glenn Monchoy, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Audrey Wasilewski, Phil Crowley, Pat Blore, and Phil Proctor, with Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.